Welcome to The Bitten Apple on Youth Express, recorded live from Holy Family Academy. This is Vinca, and I'm in the 9th grade at HFA. Joining me are...
Jesse, I'm a 10th grader.
I'm Cody, I'm also in the 10th grade.
I'm Ryan, I'm also in the 10th grade.
I'm Phil, and I'm a 9th grader at HFA.
Today we'll be discussing depression and mental health, as well as a live performance by Jesse and a discussion about the new Transformers movie. But first, we're going to start by talking about Kali Uchi's new song, Tyrant. All I hear is sirens, and the world's so violent. Would you be a tyrant if I gave you power? Would you take it all? Look me in my iris. This song that you just heard was Tyrant by Kali Uchi's. She just released this new single from her upcoming debut album. This song featured a singer, Jordana Smith. She was also featured on Drake's album with her single, Beautiful Little Fools. Kali Uchi's is a Colombian-born singer, and I chose this song because I really like this song. It has a nice beat, and I love her singing. It's very flowy and summery, and I found this song to be interesting, and I find myself dancing to it all the time, so I wanted to share it in this podcast. Anybody have a reaction or any ideas on the beat or the singing?
I really like the beat a lot more than I did the singing, but that's just my opinion. The beat is something that I could find myself listening to or setting as a ringtone for something, but the lyrics weren't there for me.
My mom, I showed this to my mom too. She really liked the beat. Everybody really likes the beat, but her singing is definitely something that you have to get accustomed to. It's different, and the lyrics might not be relatable.
Fair point.
I really like the part where the lyric, whenever she says, all I hear is sirens in a world so violent. Would you be a tyrant if I gave you power? Would you take it out? Look me in my iris. I can read your silence. When everything is a riot, you're my peace and quiet. It's really pretty. And she's talking about if she trusted him to love her or gave him her love, would he take it away? Would this love that she has and this thing they have going, like, would it go downhill? She's content with him right now, but she doesn't want him to end up lying to her or, like, hurting her. And I think that happens a lot in relationships. So it feels real.
So I thought the song was very interesting. And, like, I like the beat and, like, some of the lyrics. Like, I feel like there was, like, two stories inside of it. Because, like, one, like, the main one you could hear was, like, obviously about, like, lovers and stuff. And then, like, you know, some things add up. And then, like, the name of the song's Tyrant, too. So you should all just, like, just maybe give it a second go. I don't know the exact definition of tyrant, but I know it's a terrible leader.
I guess the easiest way to describe what a tyrant is to look at someone as someone who's unfit to be in charge or someone that you shouldn't trust to be in charge of you. A tyrant is typically someone who abuses their power to make themselves look good or hamper down on others. So in the context of the song, a tyrant would be someone who would use this woman as a method to make himself feel better about whatever issues he's going through by pawning off everything on her, just blaming her for whatever issues he's going through, or holding her as like a trophy or something like that. So a tyrant in this case is we owe some kind of relation to you, whether through love, friendship, family bonds, in this case love, and they abuse it and trash it.
You can find Kali Uchi's on SoundCloud at Kali Uchi's YouTube, and her web address is kaliuchis.com.
All right, next we're going to talk about the new Transformers movie. This is the fourth installment in the Transformers series, and it's called Transformers The Last Night. It will be out on June 21st, 2017, directed by Michael Bay, and their budget is $260 million. USD. I want to talk about this movie because this is like my birthday movie. My birthday's in June, and this is what I watch every time they come out. I'm like always hyped for it, and I don't know if everyone else is, because it's a really good movie, and that they never disappoint you.
So the cast is, leading is Mark Wahlberg, Isabella Moner, Josh Duhamel, Anthony Hopkins, Peter Cullen, Gerard Carmichael, Laura Haddock, Tyrese Gibson, Stanley Tucci, and those are the important people. Everyone else is not as important as the direct actors. They get a lot of the screen time.
I heard that the new Transformers movie was supposed to be really crazy with the CGI. They've been getting really advanced with that, and the one that I just watched, there's a lot of explosions. Let's just say that. A lot of explosions, and they look pretty real, except for the actors didn't die, so that's not that real.
Well, Michael Bay is known for his massive explosions.
I probably won't see Transformers. I'm not the biggest Michael Bay fan, because when I watch a movie, I usually look for story, and he's more of just action. Throw an explosion here, 20 there, maybe a helicopter crash. I watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, also directed by Michael Bay, and the building fell in New York City, and no one got hurt. That doesn't make sense to me. That ruined Michael Bay for me. A city with like 8 million people, a building falls and no one dies.
Now, when it comes to me, just to be completely honest, I don't watch a lot of movies, but the movies that I do watch, I tend to look for a couple of specific things. In the case of Transformers, I've almost never been able to get into it, if only because when I was young, I immediately decided that I didn't like more sci-fi related stuff, like how they've tried to make this into a very technologically advanced kind of setting where there's alien robot vehicles. On top of that, I've never really liked the whole constant action style with no real plot to it. I remember being younger a couple years ago watching the third installment with my father and our two friends, our two close family friends. And all of us, this was our first movie from there, and we're like a very active group of people that go out and do stuff. So action is fine for us most of the time, but even this was way over the top for us. Stuff just kind of over-climactic, if that's a word. There's anticlimactic, where things just don't go the way you want them to, and there's somehow this is just too much going on at once, too much, oh, this guy is a new character in the movie, and he's dead. Whoops, too bad. You didn't get to know him. He was not important in the story at all. This one guy is incredibly skilled at everything and will never fail in the movie because he needs to succeed because he's the hero. He has plot armor. There you go. I just can't get into it. Some other people I know do enjoy it, though, if only because of all the action it's got. And that's not wrong of you. You're allowed to enjoy it. I just can't. That's all.
The movie's awesome.
Would you care to state why that is?
Action, explosions, people, giant robots from space fighting each other. Tell me that doesn't sound awesome.
All right.
It doesn't sound awesome. Like, I don't know. Robots that were cars once, like, transformed out of cars that were from space. Like, that doesn't make any sense, first off.
They're supposed to be aliens,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but they're cars.
How do they know how to transform into a human vehicle if they are robots that originate from space? They
and
were
why,
never made by humans.
And how are they robots? Like,
yeah, that's
see,
not
like, they don't even focus on the plot so much as how many explosions there are. Like, I never was interested in Transformers at all, but, I mean, the CGI is pretty good.
Why is there an organic race of robots? Right. Why? Why? How is the planet made of scrap metal? Does it build its own people from its... Is the planet alive? Is the planet a robot, too? We never get any information.
The planet is a robot.
Where? Show us, please.
Also, I want to talk about... Those robots need rights. The only Transformers movie I watched, Shia LaBeouf just rode around in Bumblebee like it was nothing. Like, it's just not right. He's not an actual car. He's probably like 60% of the time a robot, 40% of the time riding Shia LaBeouf around.
The robots from space came to Earth and scanned human vehicles to hide among the humans, which you would know if you watched part one. And that's it.
So it's a very simple type of movie. Just no plot, just a lot of explosions.
They have to defend humanity because the Decepticons, who destroyed their home planet, is now coming to Earth to destroy them.
Why are they called Decepticons if their main method of attack is to blow things up? That's not deceptive at all. That's run in and kill everything.
It's just the name of the clan. Movie's coming out. Everyone go see it. It's lit. They just don't understand. June 21st, 2017. Bumblebee has his voice back. Go listen to him talk.
Thank you, Philip, for bringing up the new Transformers movie. Now we'll be discussing depression and mental health. We wanted to talk about this because it's a really big epidemic in our modern civilized world. And it's important as youth to also address this situation because it will be, or it does affect us too. With the Industrial Revolution, our lives basically got a lot easier. Our work was cut in half. We didn't have to do as much hands-on labor, and like we were able to make more food, and with this all this technical advancements, we just really have everything done for us now. And what that caused is a very big lack in exercise. A lot of staying inside the house. We have ability to eat a lot of really bad foods for us now. And we're not going to our natural sources to get the correct nutrients that we need. And what that causes is actually inflammation of the brain, not enough exercise and not getting enough omega-3s. And a lot of people are going to the doctor to go talk about their depression. And an inflamed brain is a depressed brain. You will be depressed if you have an inflamed brain. And people are going to their doctors to look for modern-day medication for this, and it's really not helping. It actually kind of destroys our brain, too. And it's a really big epidemic now because no one's working to really educate people on what you need to do to heal this illness. There's studies where the Aborigines, they studied them, and they didn't have depression there. Even though there's higher infant mortality and like really serious diseases, they weren't depressed. And they saw that because they get about 4 hours of exercise a day, and they're getting the correct nutrients that they need from plants like that have omega-3s in them that will help the brain be less inflamed, because we need a one-to-one ratio of those. So, yeah.
On the topic of depression, sometimes depression isn't just caused by physical health. On top of that, obviously, it's a large contributing factor, but also sometimes it's a purely mental issue that's caused by societal interactions with other people, your family, the ones you love, and all that. Just like from before, how a good example of something that could cause depression is what we talked about earlier in the song Tyranny, someone that you love that exploiting you for what they find beneficial for themselves. That's a cause of something that causes great sadness, makes you feel like you're not worth as much. They gain benefit from making you not feel like you're worth much by exploiting you. You get that? So teenagers and older adults are the ones most susceptible to depression, because about that time is when people start to feel that their existences are either not worth as much as they used to be, or that they feel that their day is dragging on, and they're doing the same thing over and over again. People tend to fall into depression at that point in their lives because of the repetition of things like the expectations heaped upon them, or the shortcomings of their physical body in the case of older people. For teenagers, it's all of the expectations for either schools, relationships, their friends, their parents, everyone all at once, because being a teenager is a big part of your life for coming into another huge important state of your life that will be like main focal point of your life as a young and older adult. So here is where everything counts the most, because it determines the future of everything else. So that's when people tend to get depressed the most. They get upset easiest there, because that's when all of the expectations take hold.
But that's also due to the body's natural stress.
Exactly.
And that's, stress used to be for like, oh, there's a giant animal coming after me that's released these hormones. And now, since we don't have that danger anymore with our modern civilized world, our chemicals are being released at like, oh my gosh, there's a big finals test. Now I'm going to stress out about it because this is do or die. And that's like the big focal point. So you're stressed and you're not getting exercise. And this whole like system is just extracting you from what you need to do, which is maybe exercise, eat right, and just the basic everyday things, which you can't really get done whenever you're working really hard to finish a test or to start up your new company, and you forget about yourself and your body, and then you end up that way, and it's because you neglected yourself in the process of trying to move forward in your career.
Precisely. And in the case of another thing, as you referred to, people's instincts back when our stress and our fear and our mental health often came unhinged because of an attack or something from a beast or another person or something like that, back when times were more uncivilized. I think another possibility as to why people's mental health are becoming sufficiently more in danger is because the situations in which those chemicals are released today are much longer and drawn out, because an unprovoked attack, you're either dead or you're not by the end of it. It doesn't last that long.
Exactly.
It doesn't last that long. Tests and huge exams and stuff like that, or working on maintaining your livelihood, is either a process that lasts for the rest of your life as you continue to try and perform well in your career or during school, or it just all falls apart and you've already fallen to where you're not supposed to be.
Exactly. And whenever you're not taking care of yourself in that meantime, then you lead yourself to that destroyed mental state.
Exactly.
I think a main cause of depression that many people overlook is actually social media, because if you look, lots of cases of depression didn't start popping up until recently, like maybe the past decade. And I think it's because now many people kind of lead fake lives. Like, what you see on social media isn't exactly what that person's going through. Many people also now see things posted all over line, and they want that too, but they can't have it, which leads to kind of jealousy and depression.
I think that everyone isn't questioning this enough, you know? I don't believe in depression. I think it's all just a mental illusion. Think of it this way. Whenever you're at a game, right, and your favorite team's playing, whenever they win, aren't you happy? But if you're not playing and it's not your success and it doesn't have anything to do with you, honestly, why are you happy? Because you're telling yourself to be happy. So why are you depressed? Because you're telling yourself to be sad. Phew.
All very good points on this topic of depression. I enjoyed this discussion, and we hope that our listeners have been informed more about this topic. If you want to learn more about this discussion, there's a great TED Talk by Stephen Ilardi. It's called Depression is a Disease of Civilization, and it's on TEDTalks.com. We're going to end this podcast with a performance by Jesse, and he will be singing My Way by Frank Sinatra.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, but more, much more than this, I did it my way.
That concludes this episode of The Bitten Apple on Youth Express, recorded live from Holy Family Academy. Youth Express, catch the future.